Hello, everyone. Game Chronicler here. I'm making my first podcast, and I wanted to talk about what I actually expect from next-gen games as far as the term better graphics. A lot of people kind of just generally say, oh, well, the colors will be sharper and everything else will be deeper. But one thing that I've noticed is that a next-gen game, or rather something that requires more hardware, should be more complex than what we expected of previous hardware. One of those big things being enemy AI. I played Black, a game that said, oh, well, we don't have to move to the next console in order to make a game look prettier. And while, yes, you could maybe get better textures out of a Xbox or PlayStation 2, you couldn't really get the smarter and more intelligent AI. And sometimes more intelligent actually means dumber. One thing I love to always call back to is a story that I tell people is when I played the original Rainbow Six that came to Xbox. This was back during the days when they were first making the leap onto console in a more action-oriented game. And when I was playing that game, one thing that I would notice is that or rather a interesting story, I should say, is we once stuffed a smoke grenade next to a door, and the enemies came and checked out what the smoke grenade was, not thinking it was enemy players. And that's just a dumb little thing people would do. You'd think that a trained military soldier would say, hey, that seems like sabotage. But in reality, we'd think, oh my God, there might be a fire in that next room. Maybe someone dropped a cigarette. Maybe it's like steam or something. And it's that sort of thing, like when I was watching the infamous E3 gameplay, where I see an enemy guard who's like, hey, what's this kid doing back here? Sir, I need you to go and get onto the other side of the line. He doesn't think you're a bioterrorist. And they're not just going to use the excuse of, oh, you're infamous, and therefore we'll just have every guard in the area recognize you. No, until you actually do something to show that you have those powers or that you have malicious intent, you're just a guy. And that's how normal people would act. It makes cops paranoid these days because that's the way that they act. They have to assume that you're just a normal guy. And that little extra increment in the way an AI functions, in the way that a even the environment would react to your presence, is just something that says, hey, I have to think about this, and that means I'm a more complex AI. I'm more impressive. While on that same note, I would say we should also think about how an AI, I mean, not how, instead of the AI, we should think about how the environment reacts to the player. When you make a destructible environment, it used to be you see like explosions and other little things, tricks, smoke and mirrors to make it so you don't realize that there's one version of an object that's standing up and another version of the object that's broken, rather than an object naturally shattering like it should if it were actually hit with something big enough to destroy it. A lot of game creators use this as a quick way through. Even movie guys use this. It's classic misdirection, but it's something that we typically did because of the limitations of the hardware that we were using. So I think we should actually work around things like that, or at least when we're on this new generation of hardware, now that we have more power at our fingertips, let's cut some of the smoke and mirrors and just make stuff work. Yeah, I'm saying that this is and yes, these are all things that put a higher graphical or a higher workload demand on the part of the console, but this is the kind of thing that would actually improve the game for me. Now, when you say, oh, well, you don't need all these things to make a better game, no, you don't. But when you're a AAA game studio, like any of the people backing Sony, any of the people backing Microsoft, EA, you name it, these guys have the heft to do this. And if you're saying that you want to establish a new level of graphical superiority, then you should definitely get that sort of thing by building out the game in general. And that means AI that acts more like human beings, buildings that break like buildings should break. If I hit a piece of glass, the whole thing doesn't immediately shatter. Pieces are left behind in the window. If yet again, to go back to that infamous gameplay, if I hit something that's just a ready-made little structure like that, when I hit that structure, it should break apart in such a manner so as to show, oh, well, this part was plastic, so it breaks a bit like this, and then the metal parts are bending in and everything kind of collapses. The act of a structure collapsing is so much more interesting than just, and it explodes and then rubble, because then you're just taking the easy way out and you're taking away a lot of that visual awesomeness from what you're doing. Anyway, this is the Game Chronicler. I hope you guys enjoy this because I'm going to try and record these as soon as I have a random thought pop into my head. I'll be here every Wednesday and sometimes on Mondays. Until then, I'll see you guys when I see you guys.